Good evening. My name is Nadav. You're listening to Phoning It In on WMBR 88.1 FM. Tonight, really excited to have one of sort of the veterans of the home taping indie rock scene, Franklin Bruno from the bands Nothing Painted Blue, the Extra Glens with John Darnielle of the Mountain Goats, and the last couple Mountain Goats records, as well as working with Jenny Toomey and a whole host of other great people. Franklin?
Hello.
How you doing?
I'm all right. It's cold here. Is it cold there?
Yeah, it's pretty freezing. It's rough. Where are you exactly?
I'm in Rhinebeck, New York, about 90 miles north of the city, probably less than a mile from the Hudson River.
All right. And what have you been up to recently, aside from just you started teaching at Bard College? If you you haven't put out an album in a while.
Well, actually, I put out something, the newest. I decided to confuse the eight people who were looking for either Nothing Painted Blue or Franklin Bruno Records by taking a new band name, which is The Human Hearts. And I was living in Chicago for a year, last academic year, I guess, and made a record with me and a woman named Gene Cook, a great violinist who plays with Jenny and who also plays a lot with John Langford. And a couple of Chicago people, including really old friends from the Cocktails. And one of the Cocktails has a label called Tight Ship, and they basically put it out in trade for giving me some studio time. So it's called Civics, and you could find it by going to tightship.com. And there's also a The Human Hearts MySpace page, if the contemporary approach helps anyone.
Yeah. Well, great. I'll have to look for that. So do you want to try playing a song or two and then, or checking back in?
Yeah, sure. Why don't I tell you what, I'll play one and then I'll ask you how the sound is and we can make adjustments and then we'll go from there.
Sounds good.
All right. Putting the phone on the I don't know what to call it, little stool thing. Okay.
All right. So perhaps you had thought I completely forgot just how quickly you brought out the worst in me. Black and white turned to plaid. Every saint seemed a cad. Every value I had got reversed in me. Now my friends say it's strange. Say they've noticed a change. Ah, but what to attribute it to? Is it them? No, it's not. Nor some government plot. When I'm put on the spot, I blame you. See, it didn't occur to my heart to infer that these obstacles were insurmountable. Your embrace was so cold. Still I bought all you sold. Now I'm hell-bent to hold you accountable. When it pleased you to leave, did you even conceive that this dire consequence would ensue? I'm a wreck, I'm a mess, I'm like limp watercress. I'll just wither unless I blame you. It's a minor variation on a well-worn scene. It's a sad extreme that I'm sinking to. I looked for explanations, but I managed none. It's the damage done that I'm sinking to. And I smoke like a fiend. I've been done and demeaned by this finely machine. I'm more fooled. You were yin to my yang. You were stern to my drang. And they tell me to tango takes two. You're the best chance that I ever blew. And for that, dear, I can only blame you.
All right, can you hear stuff?
Yeah, the guitar could actually be a tad louder.
Oh, okay.
But everything's coming through great.
All right. I'll turn up just a hair.
What was that one called?
That's called I Blame You. You know, little fake bossa nova. Never hurt. And this one is, well, it's not that new, but I haven't recorded it. I've never come up with a title that I'm happy with. So if anyone has suggestions, call in. Okay.
All right.
So here goes. And I'll just go ahead and play a couple.
Sounds good.
All right.
Thank you.
wrote Throaty tonight. I just taught for about 3 hours. That one doesn't really have an ending either, or a title. This is a song originally recorded by Leslie Gore, and I've changed the pronoun. Look at the way she looks at him. Look at the way she smiles. I remember when she was mine. I remember when things were fine. Oh, look at the way she looks at him now. Isn't that the look of love? Look at the way she holds his hand. Look at the way they dance. I remember when she loved me. I remember how we used to be. Now look at the way she smiles at him now. Isn't that the look of love? Here I am all by myself, watching him with someone else. Bet she doesn't even know I'm here. Wish I could hold back my tears, but look at the way she's kissing him. Look at her hold him tight. I remember her warm embrace and the tender look on her face. Yes, look at the way she looks at him now. Isn't that the look of love? Isn't that the look of love? Whoa. Isn't that the look of love? Hey, hey, isn't that the look of love? Oh, 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 isn't that the look of love?
Why don't we chat for a second while I tune with the other hand?
All right, that song was called Look of Love?
Yes.
I'm assuming.
I usually know who wrote these things, but I didn't look it up.
I thought you said that was a Leslie Gore song.
Yeah, but I don't think she wrote her own stuff.
Oh, okay.
So it's some Brill Building kind of person. And, you know, it's not the same song as the Burt Bacharach Look of Love.
Yeah.
Because, I can't really do Leslie Gore, but I really can't do Dusty Springfield.
Right.
This is a very exciting part where the tuner gets a little action.
This is the witty banter part.
Yes, exactly.
AKA awkward conversation.
Yeah. Oh, it's hard to tune when the phone cord is now lying against the strings, dampening them. Kind of a little funny-cuthy. I can imagine them using phone cords as plectra. All right. Okay. So I guess I got two more. This is a new one, and it's a little vague in spots, but you know, it's a downer. So that'll be good on a nice cold evening. All right.
Is this a Human Heart song?
It's called Disaster Area.
I'm a disaster. You're a disaster. We're a disaster area. Tear up the carpet. Pull down the plaster. collapsed into mild hysteria. All the fixtures that never got polished, and the splinters that never got filed, abandoned but never demolished, 'cause it's cheaper to let them run wild. We cling to each other still as the water that's starting to bleed malaria. Without you, I'm nothing. Without me, you're nothing. Between us, there's nothing scarier. We duck under wires in the ceiling. We step over glass in the hall. In a room that's been struck by a 7.5, on a bed that's been hit by a squall. They'd better bring yellow tape to mark off the lifeless shape that they'll find when they mind our emergency call, and they trace our embrace down the unpainted wall. If one of us stumbles, then both of us fall through every safety barrier. You're fading fast, I'm fading faster in our disaster area.
Here's one more, sad but not as violent. It's an oldie, but it's phone related. So. Depends on who calls first. You hang up in anger. Why raise a fist if you can't lift a finger? Keeping the weak and free. In the event you call,
keeping myself locked up, letting the weekend go, waiting for my parole. Your 7 digits far, however close we are, close to desperation, until you call with your kind invitation. You took to me as an axe takes to a tree. I was felled, you followed. Some lines are occupied, some rings are hollow. Keeping the weekend free. In the event you call, keeping myself locked up, letting the weekend go, waiting for my parole.
Well, that sounded pretty good. The sound was actually kind of disintegrating as you were playing that song. Somewhat appropriately.
It's probably appropriate.
What was that one called?
That's called Keeping the Weekend Free, and that was on my very first solo single in, 1992. So that song is 15 years old.
Wow.
And there's a version of it before I actually recorded with Jenny Toomey, a band that she was in called Licorice, recorded a version of it. It was kind of a Tsunami side project.
Yep, I've actually got that that album.
Yeah, Listening Cap.
Do you play on that album?
No, I don't play on it. She and it was basically her and Dan Littleton from Ida.
Mm-hmm.
And they just decided they liked the song, but wanted to hear a better singer sing it. so they did it. And we last summer we played it at Jenny's wedding.
Oh wow, that's cool. We've got about 4 minutes. Is there any way I could cajole another tune out of you?
Let me see. What's quick? All right, I'll try a quick
a ditty, if you
want. Yeah, quick punk rock song. All right.
Here's a little story that everybody knows. Woke up with a stranger in such familiar clothes. Recognize the hairstyle, recognize the face. There was something else I couldn't place. Here's a little theory that everybody holds. When the body is the same, then so must be the soul. But theory courts revision when it don't align with fact. So come on, honey, drop the act. Your voice and hair may be just the same, and you may respond to the same pet name, but you make love like you're keeping score, and I don't know you anymore. I don't believe what the experts say about your fingerprints and your DNA. You wipe the disk, then you hit restore, and I don't know you anymore. I don't know you anymore. I don't know you anymore.
I just smashed my guitar just like Win Butler.
Awesome.
Not true.
Oh, thank you. That was great. You'll have to, excuse me, I have to ask what that one's called, too.
I just decided to go the direct route. I don't know you anymore.
Ah. That's like, are you familiar with Jens Lechman?
Oh, yeah.
He played on here, and he played a song called I'm Leaving You Because I Don't Love You, which was sort of in the same vein.
Well, you know, I doubt that it's an uncommon sentiment.
Right. Might as well just give the song that title.
Yes, exactly.
No beating around the bush. Well, thank you so much. This has been great.
I was happy to do it. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, and hang on, stay on the line just a sec. You've been listening to Franklin Bruno on the radio show Phoning It In. Stay tuned next week for Corby Wright from California or New York, I'm not sure, but you'll like it. Check us out online at phoningitin.net, myspace.com/phoningitin. Check out Franklin's newest project, The Human Hearts, at myspace.com/thehumanhearts. And stay tuned right now for nonstop ecstatic screaming.